So today's Friday and your favorite about a girl forgot that she had to put a podcast episode out there, and I'm like, oh my god, how did I forget? Like, it was until someone sent me a voice note and she was like, today's Friday and she's expecting today's episode, and I'm like, what the, how did I forget? Or should we just put the blame on the fact that your favorite Ibadan girl is out of Ibadan City to Lagos City? Yay, I'm super excited to be here because I don't know, but then I'm super excited to be here, and I've got mixed feelings. I'm excited, and a part of me is scared, a part of me is filled with anxiety. I really can't even place my hands on what the exact thing is, but then I just know that it's all mixed feelings down here because I've had a lot of I've had quite an episode with Lagos State, and coming back here brings down all the memories, like all of those memories. Before I go on with what I want to talk about today, which I do not have, I'd like to say a very big shout out to everyone that listened to last week's podcast episode. I'm not sure I get any feedback, but you guys are super amazing and I love you guys so much. I'm blowing you kisses, all the kisses you can imagine from here. I love you guys. Last week on the episode talked about Stop It, which was directed towards the NSAS protest that happened, and quite a number of things that we shouldn't be doing at that season. I hope everybody's still staying safe because I heard that it's coming to a reality that the COVID-19 is going to be eating again in the second wave and all, but I pray that the Lord is going to take charge of all of those things and it will not come near us because Nigeria is not ready. So just make sure you stay safe, use your face mask, have your sanitizer, always wash your hand frequently, and you know all of all those things that we always say you should do. So welcome to today's episode. If you are listening to me for the first time, or if you are listening to me for the 100th time, I don't know if I've recorded up to 100 episodes, but then welcome to this episode. This is Damola of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola, but today I'm not reporting from Ibadan, I'm reporting from Lagos. I don't know, but then I'm super excited. I'm just here sitting down right now in my sister's house. Yes, my sister stays in Lagos, my siblings stay in Lagos, I stay in Ibadan. Do you guys know that life is not fair? They left me in Ibadan, but then I can't come to Lagos. Okay, so let me just tell you guys something about why I do not like Lagos. About last year, I got a new phone and I was going to see a friend at Ikeja City Mall, and on that Ikeja bridge, they stole my phone. I have an episode on this, you could check it, Lagos Tales. Yes, so I have like different episodes on Lagos Tales where I talked about my experience in Lagos, and they stole my phone, and I don't think that fear has left me totally, because wherever I go, I try to make sure, oh, is my bag sealed? Where's my phone? I check my phone like almost every minute to be sure that this thing is still intact. It might not be every minute, but I always try to check my phone because it gets scarier. Yesterday I got something on the road when coming, and I just had to look for my phone, like, where's my phone? I didn't see for a second, and I'm like, oh no, did that guy take my phone? And my friend is like, babe, the guy didn't even like put his hand through the phone, or through the glass or something. Like, why did you think he took your phone? And I'm like, ah, babe, that fear is just still there. But then I know that pretty soon I'll get right. So today, like I said, I do not have anything to talk to you about on this podcast, but I just wanted you guys to know that you really matter to me. I love you so much. I've not met you, I've not seen you, but then you mean so much to me. And even if I don't have anything to say on this podcast, I'll come here to express my love to you. Like, if we have to do this forever, if we have to do this forever and I'll not have like any episode or something to do, oh my god, I'll keep doing it for you guys because I love you guys so much. Like, oh, I'm getting so emotional right now. Quite a number of people actually believe in this podcast, and I not going to disappoint them. Like, people that keep sending me reminders, people that are on my broadcast list, that I get to send messages to them that, oh, another episode is out, and it's just really super amazing how little things actually grow. This podcast is I think about a year already. I think I started it around May, I'm not so sure, but I think it's about a year already, and it's really amazing how far we've come, even if we had a break, but it still keeps going. I don't know, I could keep talking and going on and on and on and on this podcast, but then let me give you guys a little just about why I'm in Lagos. So I'm in Lagos State for the chills. Like, I'm joking, I don't have money. Before you say, you see, I'm not a billa, don't beat me anything, money will not come out. But then, like, my friend's brother is going to get married tomorrow, starting from today. They have the engagement today, but I'm not there, and it's happening in Lagos State, and I'm like, okay, we're doing this, let's go to Lagos State. So we're here to turn up for the Akintobis. Oh yay, we're going to wear dancing and all of this. So the main deal is for tomorrow, which is the wedding party. Yay, so that's like the major, I'll be the first reason why I'm in Lagos, and then other things could just pop up, see a couple of friends, go for some chills, then go back to business. I'm just basically trying to take a break out of work because it's not been easy, and like it's just stressful. I'm currently on drugs because I don't know if you can hear me, but I have like kata. I'm trying to make this feel like a conversation, guys. Like I feel like I'm seeing you. Like I'm on drugs, and that sounded wrong. I'm not on drugs like drugs. I'm on medications. I think that's better, but yes, I'm on medications, and I realized that I actually need a break from the whole stress. So by next week we'll be back to the whole Rodi's Bites is here, Rodi's Bites is this and Osha. But for now, let me just take a chill pill. But I have people trying to run around doing my work for me in the background. That's why it's amazing to have sweet people around you. They get to help you when you need help. So it's really amazing to have good people. I love you all so much. Like, you cannot overemphasize the importance of having sweet people around you. Anyways, this is going to be all for today on this episode. It's really been amazing just being with you guys. Like, it just felt like I needed someone to talk to because my friend is not here, and I'm like, okay, let me just talk to you guys. And I'll be expecting you to send me a message just to give me a breakdown. What's been happening with you too? Like, how's it going for you? How's life treating you? Just come and soak it to me, okay? So guys, till next week when I meet you on another episode of Chronicles of an Abandoned Girl. Stay blessed. Jesus.